Introducing Brother Oz Collectors, the next generation in sound.
WPFW honors Brother Oz's legacy by offering a new program dedicated to building on the depth and breadth of his musical journey.
From Thelonious Monk to the music of the Maasai, our collective, Luke Stewart,
Herb Taylor,
Black Ink,
Craig Hall,
continues the exploration of great black music and its extensions.
That's Brother Oz Collectors, Next Generation in Sound, Mondays, 8 until 10, on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
The adults have their music, my parents have their music, the teens have their music, but what about me? I said the adults have their music, my parents have their music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm your host, Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
Yes, and thank you for joining us again. You know, we say Watoto. Do you know that Watoto stands for children? It's a Swahili word. It stands for children. And we are bringing you the best in music for children. And that's what we do. The only FM station that does this catering to our marginalized community.
That's right. We include R&B, go-go, calypso, hip-hop, jazz, and more.
Yes, so that's what we bring you every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. here on WPFW. And today we have another amazing show.
We'll be featuring songs from the All One Tribe album released by the One Tribe Collective that debuted on June 19th with a great release party.
It was 24 black family children's music artists that came together to put together this album. And we're going to feature two of those songs today, so you can't wait for that.
And you can learn more by going to OneTribeCollective.com, where you'll even be able to see the album release party from Juneteenth.
That's the number one. And also, we're going to go back to our We Nation story time with the awesome storyteller, Donna Washington. So you don't want to miss that. But right now, let's get this party started. We're going to go to our young friend out of New York. He's going to bring us into this whole thing of the summer. Are we in the summer? I think we're in the summer.
If nothing else, it feels like
it
summer.
It feels like summer.
And it feels good.
That's right. Well, this is his song, Summer Mischief, and it's Irie Goose here on WPFW 89.3 FM.
In Washington, D.C.
She gotta flip this. Ayo, time for summer mischief. Tell me for summer vacation, gotta flip. Yo, summer's here, there's no more school. Now we got to figure out what next to do. Petted alligators, cows, and snakes. Hanging with my friends on my roller skates. Whether rock climbing, scuba diving, chasing wild hogs and mudsliding. For summer mischief, tell me for summer vacation, gotta flip this. Ayo, time for summer mischief, tell me for summer vacation, gotta flip this. Wear my overalls while I'm parson racing, in my tractor doing Tokyo drifting, lawnmower, go-karts, ATVs, doing donuts, yeah, on two wheels, barbing for pink feet, eating cotton candy, at the Hootin' Nanny, chilling with my granny. For summer mischief, tell me for summer vacation, gotta flip this. Ayo, time for summer mischief, tell me for summer vacation, gotta flip this. Doing cartwheels, jumping on a trampoline, it's more fun than it seems. Rolling on the grass, facing donkey carts, every day is like a fresh canvas. So tag your it, what's your bag of tricks? Come on, let's do some summer mischief. Flip this. Gotta flip. flip this. Gotta flip this. Gotta flip this. Taking a hike, riding my bike, or just doing whatever I like. Playing football, playing basketball, or just hanging out at the mall. On my jet skis, doing backflips. Man, you never had fun like this. Ayo, ayo, time for some of my mischief. Ted V for summer vacation, gotta flip this. Ayo, ayo, time for some of my mischief. Ted V for summer vacation, gotta flip this.
Down the street with the sun beaming down on me. If I get tired, I'll lay down and sleep on a summer day. On a summer day. If it's hot, I'll stay in the shade. I could make my own lemonade. I could sell some and give the rest away. On a summer day. On a summer day. And everything's okay. I said everything's okay. I said everything's okay on a summer day, hey. On a summer day, hey. On a summer day, hey. And if it starts to rain, I will watch and see how summer's made. La 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 la. La 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 la, la 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 on a summer day. And I know no matter what I do, I'll be great as long as I'm with you. Better than a thousand shades of blue on a summer day. On a summer day. And everything's okay. I said everything's okay. I said everything's okay on a summer day, hey. On a summer day, hey. On a summer day, hey. La la.
Passed us by, weather's cooling down, bring summer back around. Grab your hat, grab your shades, grab your beach ball, make some waves, grab your towel, grab a chair, make it look like the beach in there.
One, two, three, go.
Pose and switch, head and hips.
Chair. One, two, three, go.
Pose.
beach again.
We didn't get summer, so we're hot, all year long. Come on, come on, make it summer all year long. We didn't get summer, so we're hot, all year long. Come on, come on, it's our song, let's sing along.
We didn't get a summer, so we're hot, all year long.
Outgrown that nickname, I don't like no more, but that's the only name they know. That's how it goes with the family. Of our loved ones that are gone, forever in our hearts they're living on. And the reason we have gathered here today to fellowship and celebrate at the family reunion.
It's family time. I'm feeling fine, playing with my cousins on my daddy's side. My grandma's loving the sweet potato pie and the macaroni and cheese. Oh my, oh my. We toss water balloons and everybody's wet. Best summers in the country, how could I forget? Great-granddaddy farmed this land with his own hands and passed it to his grands. All the kids running around. Can you hear the sound? That's love, and we laugh till we hit the ground. Nobody's feeling down.
At the family reunion.
To the right, y'all, and then stop. And shimmy on down in the middle. And that's the reunion bop. That was hot, though. I think I wanted something.
You are listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
It's time to just move.
Move to the left two times.
Move to the left.
Move to the right two times.
Move to the right.
Move to the left two times.
Move to the left.
Let's move to the right two times.
Move to the right.
Now step and dip.
Step and dip.
Now step and dip.
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 Let's clap.
Clap those hands.
Clap.
Clap those hands.
Clap.
Clap those hands.
Clap.
Clap those hands.
Let's clap.
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 Clap those hands.
Clap.
Clap those hands.
Clap.
Let's
do a 180.
Turn around.
Do a 180.
turn around. Another 180. Hey, turn around. Do a 180. Let's go. Just move. Just get up and move. Move. Just get up and move. Get up. Just get up and move. Let's go. Just get up and move. Just move. Just move. Just move. Just move. Hey. Let's go. Just move. Just move. Just move. Just move. Just move. Hey. Move to the left two times. Move to the left. Move to the right two times. Move to the right. Move to the left two times. Move to the left. Let's move to the right two times. Move to the right. Now step and dip. Step and dip. Now step and dip. 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 Let's clap.
Clap those hands.
Clap.
Clap those hands.
Clap.
Clap those hands.
Clap.
Clap those hands.
Let's clap.
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 Clap those hands.
Clap.
Clap them.
Clap.
Clap those hands.
Do a 180.
Turn around.
Do a 180.
Turn around.
Another 180.
Turn around.
Do a 180.
Turn.
Let's go. Just get up and move.
Just move.
Just get up and move.
Just move.
Just get up and move.
Come on. Just move.
Just get up and move.
Up. Just move.
Just move.
Just move. Come on.
Just move.
Just move. Let's go.
Just move.
Just move. Just move.
Just move.
Just move. Hey. Just move.
I'm going
feel like I'm in the backyard having a barbecue. You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM, and I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And I told you, we're bringing you the best in children and family music. You won't find this anywhere else but here on WPFW. And that last song was Grin Brigade with Crazy with Happiness.
Very smooth.
It really is. It really
it reminds
is.
Me of, I don't know, one of those little car commercials or something.
Yes. Yes.
And prior to that, we had Just Move by Reggie Reg and Rappin' Roy.
Yeah. I've been listening to them. That CD came out in 2014. The CD is actually called Just Move. And all those songs are up and get you dancing. So you want to get that. And then prior to that, we had our first song off of our All One Tribe album, Family Reunion, featuring, by Fuch, featuring Divinity Rocks. Now, that is, again, off that One Tribe album. It is awesome. That's one of 24 different artists.
Now, hey, you can do the Just Move dance at the Family Reunion.
There you go. That's right. That's why we put it on there. Because, you know, they started to get into that. So,
definitely.
So that was good.
And before that, we had Great Indoors by Genevieve Goins.
You know, and she wrote that song actually after the summer last year when we were all cooped up and couldn't come out. So that song was actually written around the fall, but it's a perfect time to play it now. And Genevieve has a great vibe to her music, so I know you will love her music. And then we had a song called Summer Day by Amanda Grace. I've been holding on to that one for a while because I've been wanting to play that for the summer. And I love the beat and her harmonies and lyrics to it. So
yeah, I'm glad we were able to get that in. Start the summer off right.
That's right. That's right. And again, we opened up with our good friend
Irie Goose,
the son of the one and only Father Goose. And that beat is popping.
It really is.
Some of mischief. And they're giving us that vibe. So you know what? We're going to continue the vibe. And we're going to go back again to the All One Tribe album. And we're going to play a song this time by one of our phenomenal artists, Snook Nook. And this is her song, We're All the Same. You're listening to We Nation Radio, WPFW 89.3.
No matter what we look like, we are people.
We are people living on planet Earth. Together we can make it work. No matter what we look like, we are people. People sharing our planet Earth. Together we can make it work. No matter where we come from, we are people.
Yes, it's my rhythm.
Calypso.
It's the way I talk.
Calypso.
It's how I live in.
Calypso.
I want you to know.
Calypso.
Some more about where I come from.
Calypso.
So right now bring.
Calypso.
This culture thing.
Calypso. 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 Calypso.
Social commentary.
Calypso.
Or telling a nice love story.
Calypso.
Humor or funny.
Calypso.
Something for everybody.
Calypso.
Social commentary.
Calypso.
Telling a nice love story.
Calypso.
Humor or funny.
Calypso.
Something for everybody.
Calypso. 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 Calypso.
Yes.
Calypso.
That is how you spell calypso.
Calypso.
The sound of the calypso.
Calypso.
From Trinidad and Tobago.
Calypso.
I want the whole wide world to know.
Calypso.
If they ask, the Ashiba says
calypso.
What it is?
Calypso. 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 Calypso.
Come from Trinidad.
Calypso.
It is my rhythm. I talk.
Calypso.
Yes, it's how I live in.
Calypso.
I want you to know.
Calypso.
Some more about where I come from.
Calypso.
So right now bring.
Calypso.
This culture thing.
Calypso. 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 Calypso.
Sandra, vin danse avèm, vin chante avèm. Ok, Emeline, ou pare? Are you ready? Let's go!
Andrés, ¿qué estás escuchando?
Estoy escuchando We Nation Radio.
We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita on We Nation Radio. And that was I Am by Ayanna Gregory.
I am, because we are.
I love that, and it's so powerful.
Yes, it is. Just like the song before that by a wonderful artist, Iwolani. And the name of that song was The Animal Said What?
I wasn't expecting that to be an instrumental.
Yes.
But just to hear the voices of all the animals. So I know I do believe I heard a goat.
Uh-huh.
I definitely heard a frog.
A dog. Matter of fact, let us know what animals you think you may have heard. Won't you shoot us a message over at music@wenationradio.com with two E's.
Or any of our socials, Facebook, Instagram.
Yes.
At We Nation Radio.
Yeah, we would love to know what you heard and if you even want to draw us a picture.
Definitely, you can send that on our website as well.
Yes, we may have to post that.
Yeah. And that's WeNationRadio.com. You can go on our contact list. You're able to attach images and all that stuff. Yeah, we want to see what you come up with.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
And before that, we had Anu Chante with Cassandra Piton.
Featuring Emmeline Michelle, Joshua Dorsley, Christian Dorsley, and Aria Dorsley. Coming to us, I think, from
Haiti.
Haiti, yes. Mm-hmm. And then we had Trinidad coming to you, Brother Ashiba, with this song, Calypso. Oh, that song. His music just keeps me going, keeps me dancing, keeps me singing. I'm on my toes when I'm listening to his music. It's absolutely awesome.
Well, friends, who's ready for a story?
Ooh, I'm ready for a story.
All right, it's We Nation Story Time.
A story, a story, let it come, let it come. A story, let it go. A story, let it come, let it come. A story, let it go. A story can change your heart, make miles seem like blocks apart. A story can touch you deep inside. It can make you dance and shout out loud, bring sunshine where once were clouds. A story can make you come alive. A story, let it come, let it come. A story, let it go. A story, let it come, let it come. A story, let it go. It can turn enemies into friends, make you feel like a child again. A story can touch you deep inside. It can bring your laughter and some tears, wash away all your fears. A story can make you come alive.
It's We Nation Story Time, featuring Anansi and the Liars Contest by Donna Washington.
Let it go.
Anansi is one of my favorite characters. He's a trickster character from West Africa. And what that means is, sometimes when he plays tricks, he gets in trouble. And sometimes when he plays tricks, he's triumphant. But whether he wins or loses, we always learn something important from Anansi. Now, even if you have never heard of Anansi, you know who he is. He's around us even today. And here's how. Anansi started off in West Africa with the West Africans. And when they were taken out of West Africa, one of the first places they were taken was to the Caribbean to work on the sugar plantations. When the Africans were taken to the Caribbean, they weren't allowed to speak their own languages, worship their religions, or tell their stories. But they wanted to keep Anansi, so they turned him into a woman. If you go to the Caribbean, you can find all these stories about a very wise woman named Aunt Nancy. It's Anansi the spider. The West Africans were also brought here to America. And when they got here to America, they were sent to the South mostly to work on the plantations. And when they got here, they weren't allowed to speak their languages or worship their religions or tell their stories. But they wanted to keep Anansi, and so they turned him into a rabbit. He is the basis of Br'er Rabbit. Now, Br'er Rabbit jumped all over the country, getting mixed up with the Native American tricksters and the European tricksters and the Asian tricksters. And they all got mixed in together. And at some point, they all turned into Bugs Bunny. The next time you see Bugs Bunny, you are in fact seeing a very small piece of Africa. And here is one of Anansi's stories. Now, many times in Africa, they have droughts. They have periods when there is not enough rain. and all the animals are very hungry. And it happened that Anansi, the spider, was sitting up on a ridge, and down below him, eyeing him, were a flea, a fly, and a moth. And they thought that Anansi looked so delicious. Of course, the problem was, the three of them could never hope to overwhelm him and eat him. But maybe, since Anansi liked tricks, they could fool him into letting them eat him. And so they devised a plan, a liar's contest. Each of them would tell a preposterous story and make Anansi say that they were lying. Because you see, the way it works is if you can get someone else to say, oh, that's a lie, then you win. So they each devised a really ridiculous story. And then they went to Anansi and they said, Anansi, we would like to propose a contest. And Anansi said, all right, what's the contest? Let us have a liar's contest, they said. Each of us will tell a story, and whichever says, oh, that's a lie, that person loses the contest and they will get eaten by the others. Anansi said, all right, I'll play. Well, the flea got up first, and he said,
I am the greatest flea who ever lived. When I was born, I went into the jungle and I sucked a lion completely dry. And all the other lions ran away from me, and I said to the lions, if you make me your king, I will not eat any more of you. And so I flee, am the king of the lions.
And Anansi looked over at the flea and said, oh, I know that's true. I've seen your palaces. Well, the three of them looked at each other, and the fly stood up next, and he said,
I am the greatest fly who ever lived. When I was born, I flapped my wings and blew down the elephants. The elephants were so afraid of me, they ran away. And I said to the elephants, if you make me your king, I will not blow you over anymore. So they agreed, and I, Fly, am the king of the elephants.
Anansi said, ah, I have seen your palaces made of ivory. I just didn't know they belonged to you. All three of them turned to the moth. And the moth said,
I am the greatest moth who ever lived. When I was born, I carried off the people of the villages and dropped them off cliffs. And I said to them, you must make me your king, or I will kill all the people. And the people bowed down before me, and I, Moth, am the king of the people.
Anansi said, ah, yes, yes. I have seen your palaces as well. I am so excited to meet such honored personages. I know your stories are true. Well, the flea, the fly, and the moth looked at each other, and between them, they had already decided, no matter what Anansi said, they were going to say it was true, because it was better to have a draw than for them to get eaten by that spider. Anansi said, I am nobody's king. But here is my story. You see, a long, 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 long time ago, I was a farmer. I lived on a huge plantation with lots and lots to eat. There were fruits and vegetables, and all were mine. But in the middle of my plantation was a huge tree. And on that tree, there grew three fruits, a grape, a cassava, and a coconut. The three of them looked at each other, but they didn't say anything. Anansi said, one day, I was sitting under that tree, and that grape fell down, poof, and split open, and out came a flea, the very first flea
that ever lived. I grew it on my land. And since I grew it on my land, it belonged to me, and I could eat it if I chose. Now the flea scampered away, and though I tried my hardest, I could not catch it. And that flea gave birth to every other flea in the world. Anansi turned to the flea. He said, "You are descendant of that flea, which means you belong to me, and I can eat you if I like." Well, the flea just kind of looked around. He had nothing to say. Anansi said, "Not long after that, I was walking across my land. I was very tired. I sat under that tree, and the cassava fell down and came open, and out came a fly. The very first fly that ever lived, grew on my land, belongs to me. I could eat it if I want. Well, I tried, but it flew away. And it had other children. You fly. You are descended from the very first fly, the one that I grew on my land, which means you belong to me, and I can eat you if I like." The fly and the flea looked at each other. Anansi said, "Then, not long after that, I was walking across my land, and I sat under that very same tree, and that coconut fell down and broke open, and out came a moth. The very first moth that ever was. It belongs to me, since I grew it on my land, and I could eat it if I want. And that moth fluttered away, and I didn't catch it. And you, moth, are descended from that very first moth, which I grew on my land, which means you belong to me, and I can eat you if I like." The three looked at each other. If they said that what Anansi just told them was true, that meant that each of them belonged to him and he could eat them. But if they said it was a lie, they would have lost the liars' contest and he could eat them if he liked. The three of them fled from Anansi. And to this day, Anansi spins webs so that he can catch the flea, the fly, and the moth that got away. And that is the story of the Liars' Contest.
Now, how many times have I told you that when you've done something wrong, just admit it? But when you lie, you only make the situation worse. Now listen, no more lies. I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you one last time. And this time, you better
tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
You know the truth.
The truth.
And nothing but the truth will set you free. Gotta tell
the truth,
that's if you wanna hang around me. Well, no more lies, no more lies, you won't need no alibis.
Tell the truth.
Tell one lie, think life is better, but no lie can live forever.
Tell the truth.
So you won't hear your parents say,
tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Now listen to the story about a lie I told. I was in the fourth grade, about 10 years old. I was in the classroom with a couple of friends when I heard about a problem from my friend Jim. He said, yesterday the teacher took away my toy because I wasn't paying attention like a good old boy. He was hoping that the teacher would cut him some slack, so he came up with a plan just to get his toy back. You see, he wrote this fake letter, said it's from his mother. Then he asked me to sign it because I'm his play brother. Like a fool, I did it. Forgery's committed. Then the teacher came over and said, who signed it? Admit it. I didn't tell the truth because I knew it was wrong, so she sent me to the principal's office down the hall, and he asked me, did I do it? And I said no. Then the next thing I know, he was at the front door. When he opened up the door, well, what did I see? But both of my parents staring right at me. They had to leave work early because of the letter I signed. And with the angry look, they said, we're going to ask you one time. Did you lie to the teacher? And I said yes, because by now, I found that telling the truth was best. I got punished for a month and I saw the belt, and a hurting sore behind was all I felt. So the moral of the story is you can never win when you lie. So let me just tell you again, to tell the truth is what I say, so you won't hear your parents say,
tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
You got to tell the truth, drum. The truth, drum. You got to tell the truth, drum.
the truth, drum. You got to tell the truth, drum. The truth, drum. You got to tell the truth, drum. The truth, drum.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Tell the truth.
Don't play with me.
No more lies.
Don't play with me.
Ah, man, here I go again. The line is killing me. I just can't win. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Don't play with me. This is We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And that song was yours truly, Uncle Devin, off of a CD, Drum Tales, that I did in 2012 called Tell the Truth. And we felt it was appropriate for that story that we just heard.
Right. And I'm still trying to figure out if it's a liar's contest. Do you win for having the best lie, or do you not win? I'm not sure which is correct.
Well, what we do know is that you never win when you lie. So I guess maybe we can just say that. And that was an amazing story by Donna Washington. And the name of it,
Anansi and the Liars Contest. And if you enjoyed that music, that was Excavate by Marshall Usinger in the background.
Yes, and the song that opened up was a song by a local teaching artist and storyteller, Tahira Tahira. With a story, a story. See, everything is double. You see that, right? And so, amazing stories. And I love the fact that they're keeping up the rich tradition of storytelling, especially from the African perspective. So a lot of fun that's there.
And for any of you storytellers out there or book authors, if you'd like to be a part of We Nation Radio, reach out to us at music@wenationradio.com or reach us at any of our social media outlets. And that's at We Nation Radio, and that's We with two E's.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. This is not our station. It ain't my, we say this ain't our nation. It's not my nation.
It's We Nation.
It's We Nation. I'm going to get it right. And the reason why we do We Nation is because we want to get rid of music adultification. That's where we force our children to listen to inappropriate adult music instead of age-appropriate and culturally relevant music. How many times have you seen situations where children are singing all the lyrics to songs that children really shouldn't be singing?
That may not necessarily be appropriate.
Yes.
At least at that age.
At least at that age. That's the key. And for some reason in the Black community, we have not focused on entertainment for children. None of the Black media outlets in this country offers any children's entertainment. I want you to let that sink in for a minute.
That includes TV shows.
TV shows.
Things of that nature.
Radio shows. Here at WPFW, this is the only FM station or high frequency FM station that offers music specifically targeting Black and brown children. And that's why we need your support to make sure that other people are aware of it. And you can help us. We have a petition. We have a petition that you can help us
on
with.
We Nation Radio. And the petition is to get the Black award shows to honor artists that create children's music specifically, or what we call now family music.
Yes.
And why not? They create music specifically mm-hmm. for children.
That's right.
And so it's a way to honor them. And we're talking about NAACP, BET, Soul Train, and Urban One Honors. They do children's awards, but not necessarily for music.
For music. I mean, the Grammys have a Best Children's Album. The Latin Grammys have a Best Children's Album. But for some reason in our community, we don't even recognize it, and we want to change that. So you can help us by signing our petition.
On WeNationRadio.com. Just click on petition and take care of the rest.
Right. Well, listen, we got to make way for Donald Temple and Lovethology. You're going to love it. It's been another amazing hour of music and fun, Auntie Lolita.
Yes, it has. As always.
Yes.
Being here with you all.
That's right. Well, listen, we got to go. But as we always say, and you know what our saying is, life is a drum.
So beat it.
it's time.
That piano for me, Adam. I'm gonna see you next time.
Goodbye, boy. We'll see ya.
Play them drums, man. You know I'm gonna see you next time.
Next time.